Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining me today for today's devotion. Today, I want to talk to you about what to do when you're feeling weak. The Bible says in Isaiah 40, 31, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. In the darkest moments of your life, when you cannot see your way forward, you need God's strength to get you through. The reason why most people never get through it is they don't have God's strength. I've seen people go through a divorce and they never recover. I've seen people go through a breakup and they never recover. I've seen people go through a major illness. I've seen them go through a bankruptcy or getting fired or laid off or getting arrested. I've seen people go through all kinds of different things and they never recover. Why? Because they're depending on their own strength and not God's. Following Jesus does not mean we won't go through hard times. Following Jesus means we have access to His strength, His love, His peace, and His power in the midst of even the worst situations. Psalm 73:26 says, "My health may fail and my spirit may grow weak, but God remains the strength of my heart. He is mine forever." That's a great verse to remember. That everything else may fall apart in my life, but God is the strength of my heart. He is mine forever. Weakness can actually be a good thing in our life if it causes us to depend on God. That's the paradox of depending on God. The more we're weak, the more we depend on God. And the more we depend on God, the stronger we get. I don't know who needs to hear it right now, but I encourage you not to give up. Don't quit. I know you may feel weak. You may feel drained, but don't quit. Open up to a trusted friend who can walk through the valley with you. And most of all, take it to your Heavenly Father in heaven who cares for you. I'm going to close with this verse from 1 Peter 5:7. You know it. Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. I'm going to be praying for you this week. I hope you have a great day today. God bless.